course, any natural disaster can teach us lessons, and certainly that's been true in Haiti for the past year and a half. The earthquake that hit the country in January of 2010 killed more than 300,000 people and left a million people homeless. Later in the year, a cholera epidemic swept through parts of the country. In an extraordinary experiment, health workers and a cell phone company teamed up to track quake refugees as well as people who were possibly carrying cholera. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, the effort helped target relief and anticipate the spread of the epidemic.
The 1-2 punch of earthquake and cholera threatened to decimate the crowded capital city of Port-au-Prince. The quake drove a million survivors into tent camps with little sanitation or clean water. Months later, cholera emerged in a northern province and threatened to invade the city. So authorities sent radio and television celebrities into the camps, like this one on a highway median strip. The visitors led children in song. The message?
Epidemie, maladie, choléra.
An epidemic of cholera threatened. The song said, wash your hands, drink clean water, report diarrhea. But while celebrities sang, international organizations were doing something rather different, tracking people in and out of the city and across the northern provinces where cholera was spreading. They did it by tracking calls back to the SIM cards in people's cell phones. Linus Bengtsson, a public health expert at Sweden's Karolinska Institute, says the tracking started before the epidemic, just after the earthquake.
When people start to move around, as they often do after a disaster, it's very difficult to know where to deliver supplies.
Watching the tragedy unfold from Sweden, Bengtsson knew that cell phone companies, like Digicel in Haiti, keep data on calls for billing purposes. And he knew the company could trace each call in their records to the closest cell tower, sometimes within a couple of blocks of the phone. Bengtsson reached out to public health specialist Richard Garfield of Columbia University. At the time, Garfield had been working at Haiti's National Hospital.
So I went over and knocked on the door at Digicel.
What did they say?
They were quite receptive conceptually to the idea.
The idea being, follow quake refugees to find out where people are in need. The team followed almost 2 million phones before and after the quake. They found that within 3 weeks, more than 600,000 people fled Port-au-Prince, and they knew where they went. Health officials were somewhat relieved at the news. It took pressure off aid groups inside the capital, but the relief didn't last long. The cell phones showed the refugees didn't stay in the countryside.
They're already producing all the food they can in those depleted lands, and there was just a very temporary capacity to hold those people. So people kept moving around, which often occurs in mass disasters, and quickly came back to Port-au-Prince as soon as they could.
Then cholera struck in northern Haiti. So the Karolinska team tracked cell phone owners there, people who fled the epidemic area. Where they went, the disease could follow. Authorities needed to know where to send medical aid. And it worked.
The second wave of cases did appear exactly in the areas where most of the population were moving to, who were moving out of the cholera zone.
The team never knew the names of phone owners, but health authorities could still send the phone owners health advice via voicemail and text. Sabina Carlson from the International Organization for Migration recites one of the messages that went out.
Continuez bati bébé yo tété comme à toi même si yogen diarrhée. So which is continue to breastfeed young children even if they have diarrhea.
Scientists who track disease, like malaria expert Andrew Tatum of the University of Florida, say the technique has great promise.
I think it's incredibly beneficial. I think we're kind of seeing a glimpse of the future of gathering information for disaster management.
The results of the project appear in the journal PLOS Medicine. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.